So give them a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, 9/24/24 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As you guys know, Vicky and I love our Tiger baseball. It takes us back to times that we spent with our dads, our fathers. When we were young, I was watching Tiger baseball with my dad. I remember listening to it on the radio in Sterling Heights, Michigan, in Uncle Bill's garage there in Dresden Village. Absolutely some of the best memories of my life. My dad died December 13, 1966 in a car accident. I was 8 years old. But when I watch Tiger baseball, I feel like I'm with my dad. Vicky used to sit on her father's lap and watch Tiger baseball when she was a little young girl. Some of the best times of her life was with her daddy watching Tiger baseball. We have been Tiger supporters from day one. We were married in 1984 on Mackinac Island with Mayor Margaret Dowd at the Windermere Hotel, the year of the Tiger. August 16th. The Tigers that year started off 35-5, the best record, I think, in history for 40 games, 35-5. They went on to win the World Series against Goose Gossage, San Diego Padres. Kirk Gibson's towering home run off of the Goose. Sparky saying he doesn't want to face you. He doesn't want to pitch to you. Keep your hands short and to the ball. And Gibson did it. Tigers won. Great year. Best year of my life, 1984. Tigers won the World Series. And Vicky married me. Not in that order. Married me in August. They won it in October of 1984. Well, guess what? These young kids being brought up from Toledo, they have a starting pitcher today. The kid was just drafted 3 years ago. Triple A, Double A, Toledo Mud Hens. He's only pitched two games. He even didn't pitch that well down there. He's starting the game today in Comerica Park against the Rays. Three games with Tampa Bay. Three games at home against the White Sox, the team with the worst record in baseball. If they run the table, folks, they win all six of these games, they're in the playoffs. They even caught a 12-year veteran, Shelby Miller, pitcher, up for assignment to take him off the roster to make room for this kid. He's pitching today at 1 o'clock. I thought they had originally said Tarek Skubal was going to pitch. I think they've moved the rotation. They're going to let the rookie making his major league debut pitch today instead of the Cy Young probable winner, Tarek Skubal. If you haven't watched Tiger baseball in a while, you need to watch these last six games. It is going to be fun. Twins continue to lose. Others continue to lose. Tigers are winning. They're going to make the playoffs. And before the trade deadline, they thought they were done. They turned it around in the last basically 2 months. Love our Tiger baseball. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Well, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, Democrat, actually progressive socialist communist, only prosecutes Republicans. If you're a Democrat, Well, right now you got a get out of jail card for the last 4 years. Actually, heading on to almost six. Bright Spark Strategies co-founder is heading to trial on charges related to dark money scheme to fund the 2020 Unlock Michigan ballot committee created to repeal the law that the governor, Whitmer, used during her China virus executive orders. They collected enough signatures. They sent it to the Republicans in control of the House and the Senate. They adopted the ballot proposal, referendum, made it law that basically said, Gretchen Whitmer, you can never lock down the people of Michigan for more than 28 days without the state Senate and the state House of Representatives extending it beyond the first 28 days. There's an emergency. There's a pandemic. There's a virus out there. The governor and future governors, you can't lock people down for more than 28 days to figure out what's going on with this pandemic, this situation. You can't extend it past 28 days without the legislator's approval. It's that simple. Ingham County Judge Kirsten Simmons of the 54A District Court held yesterday that there is in fact probable cause to send Heather Lambardini's criminal case alleging uttering and publishing and forgery to a circuit court for trial. Again, all charges brought forward by Attorney General Dana Nessel. A new court date for Lambardini, who faces up to 14 years in prison if she is convicted as charged, has not yet been set. This is a quote by Dana Nessel going after this Republican fundraiser. Our ballot initiative process is meant to give a voice to the public, but the integrity of this process depends on transparency, said Attorney General Dana Nessel. Campaign finance disclosure laws are put in place to ensure Michigan voters can discern who is funding policies in our state. Decisions made behind closed doors to serve the interests of politicians, government operatives, and wealthy donors undermine the very purpose of these initiatives, Nessel said. Stop, 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 stop right there. Who actually funded the bald-faced lies of the TV ads and the mailers that were sent out to every voter in the state of Michigan regarding Proposal 3 back in 2022? Who actually put Proposal 3 on the ballot? Who actually funded that, Nessel? Dana? Who actually, what mega donors, what politicians, what government operatives, what PACs funded those activities? Number one, to collect the signatures. Number two, to put it on the ballot. Number three, to run the ads on TV. Number four, to send out those mailers. There were very misleading, bald-faced lies, borderline absolute lies. Straight up. Who funded all that, Dana? Oh, that's right. We don't know. You change the Constitution of the state of Michigan, making abortion on demand for any reason, any time. By the way, they're not done yet. Parental consent is going to be in this legislative session. I guarantee it, after the November 5th election, when the Republicans take back the majority of the House in the lame duck session, folks, parental consent will be made illegal in the state of Michigan. school counselors, teachers, advisors, people who work at Planned Parenthood will not be obligated to get parental consent for teenage girls who find themselves pregnant and don't want to tell their parents, to be able to get an abortion without the parents' knowledge here in the state of Michigan. Mark my words, it's coming. Why? Because it's going to be a red wave in Michigan on November 5th. If you're a Republican on the ballot, you're going to win. Independents are fed up. Some Democrats are fed up. This is going to be too big to rig. This is going to be overwhelming. This is going to be absolutely a tidal wave of a vote in Michigan. And the Democrats can't stop it. So what do they want to do? They want to make headlines and have me talking about a story about a Republican going to face felony charges because of the funding to collect the signatures, to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot. When they submitted them to the Republican-controlled House and the Senate, the Republicans stood up, took up the ballot initiative, and passed it. It was a party line vote. I know because I was there in the cheap seats, up in the balcony, overlooking the House floor when they took the vote. I wanted to know exactly who voted for it and who voted against it. After the show was over at 12 noon, I jumped in my Cadillac and I zipped down to Lansing. It was later in the afternoon. I think the vote was roughly 5:30, 6 o'clock. The Democrats lined up at the microphone to absolutely shout down the Republicans on doing about what they were about to do in passing it. It passed on partisan lines. All the Republicans voted for it. All the Democrats voted against it. Basically, the Riot Act of 1945 that gave the governor huge powers over the people was eliminated. That it could not go on indefinitely forever and ever and ever. It was 28 days to determine a situation, an emergency, and then you had to go back to the House and the Senate to get approval to extend it beyond 28 days. The Democrats were against it, and they didn't like it. And this is the payback for then at the time, the Michigan State Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirkey. He hired, enlisted Heather Lambertini to go out and raise money so that they could afford to pay people for signatures, to pay for the petition sheets, to get enough signatures to turn it in to put it on the ballot. Well, as the Senate Majority Leader, and then Speaker at the time, Lee Chatfield, they chose to take it up. Instead of sending it to the people for a vote, they took it up, which they have the right to do per our Constitution. They took it up. The Republicans passed it in the House, in the Senate, and it was done. It doesn't even require a governor's signature, which Whitmer would have never done. She would have vetoed the passing of that initiative. It didn't happen. It went through. And because our current attorney general weaponizes the attorney general's office, she went after this Heather Lambertini, somebody that Shirkey had enlisted to raise the money for the campaign. Message seeking comment from Lambertini's attorney wasn't returned. They're not going to have a comment. And how did this all come about? Well, Nestle announced charges in February against Lambertini, as well as a Sandra Baxter, former finance director of the Michigan Republican Party, alleging they made false statements about their roles in, quote, a dark money scheme, end quote, to funnel donations through nonprofit organizations to the Unlock Michigan ballot initiative. The original investigation began back in May of 2021 based on a complaint by longtime campaign finance expert Bob LeBrant. Who's Bob LeBrant? Who is he? He is a progressive socialist communist and questioned two of the 501c4s, Michigan Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility and Michigan, My Michigan. Two different 501c4s. Testimony during the August preliminary examination revealed Lambertini wrote back in July of 2020 an email. Her desire to raise $3.8 million for Unlock Michigan, a ballot initiative, and this committee connected to former Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, a Republican. Testimony included Lambertini receiving 16 checks written out to the MCFR, one of the 501c4s, Michigan Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility, MCFR, for and on behalf of Unlock Michigan. Lambertini disclosed only one contribution for $25,000. Well, the other person in this witch hunt by Dana Nessel, Baxter of Caledonia, facing perjury count for allegedly lying under oath during testimony given during an investigative subpoena. Her case is pending right now in circuit court, where they have an October 3rd pretrial conference scheduled. Well, Baxter will probably face charges just like Lambertini is. Again, Dana Nessel weaponizing the Attorney General's office against Republicans. The Unlock Michigan ballot initiative, probably, if they had spent enough money on radio ads, TV ads, and mailers, probably would have passed here in Michigan. But it was going to take a lot of money and a lot of time. And Majority Leader Shirkey made the decision, no. We'll collect the signatures, we'll propose to put it on the ballot, but when they submit it, they turn the signatures in. I'll take it up in the Senate. Chatfield, you take it up in the House. They agreed. And that's what they did. And basically told Governor Gretchen Whitmer and any future governor, you have to understand this, folks, this Riot Act of 1945 was repealed as being unconstitutional. When they passed this, they did not need a court to determine the constitutionality of that act from 1945. It's gone. It's off the books. Whitmer and future governors can never do it to us again, thanks to Lee Chatfield and Mike Shirkey and what they did with Unlock Michigan. Many of us, listeners to this show, we got those petition sheets. I talked about it on the radio. Told you where to go to the website. You got the sheets and you collected the signatures. You dang right we did. And they don't like it. They do not like it. Well, too bad, so sad. But now, after this investigation and all of the